for the people who can't afford it for Christmas.
I have to feed a whole deck full. Can you feed more people?
But this is dog food.
That was weird.
Yeah. Hello? Why isn't my package here yet? I ordered it like 2 weeks ago.
Mom.
What?
The whole basketball team is here for Operation Christmas Child.
Go. This package is very important. I need it very soon. Fine. Yes, I'll hold.
I found the boxes for Operation Christmas Child. All we need to do is put some toys in them, and then we can deliver.
I'm just too busy. I've had no time.
On the first day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me a child born to set the world free. On the second day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
2 days free shipping
and a child born to set the world free. On the third day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
3 ugly sweaters
and a child born to set the world free. On the fourth day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
4 days of practice,
3 ugly sweaters,
2 days free shipping,
and a child born to set the world free. On the fifth day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me 5 Walmart pickups,
4 days of practice,
3 ugly sweaters,
2 days free shipping,
and a child born to set the world free. On the sixth day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
6 Facebook posts,
5 Walmart pickups,
4 days of practice,
3 ugly sweaters,
2 days of shipping,
and a child born to set the world free. On the seventh day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
7 Christmas parties, 6 Facebook posts,
5 Walmart pickups,
4 days of practice,
6 3 ugly sweaters,
2 days free shipping,
and a child born to set the world free. On the eighth day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
8 dozen cookies,
7 Christmas parties, 6 Facebook posts,
5 Walmart pickups,
4 days of practice,
3 ugly sweaters,
2 days free shipping,
and a child born to set the world free. On the ninth day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
9 burnt-out tree lights,
8 dozen cookies,
7 Christmas parties, 6 Facebook posts,
5 Walmart pickups,
4 days of practice,
3 ugly sweaters,
2 days free shipping,
and a child born to set the world free. On the tenth day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
10 days vacation,
9 burnt-out tree lights,
8 dozen cookies,
7 Christmas parties, 6 Facebook posts,
5 Walmart pickups,
4 days of practice,
3 ugly sweaters,
2 days free shipping,
and a child born to set the world free. On the 11th day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me
9 burnt-out tree lights,
8 dozen cookies,
7 Christmas parties,
Christmas.
3 ugly sweaters.
2 days free shipping.
And a child born to set the world free. On the 12th day of Christmas, my schedule shows to me.
8 dozen cookies.
7
Christmas parties.
6
Facebook posts.
5 Walmart pickups.
4 days of practice.
3 ugly sweaters.
2 days free shipping.
And a child born to set the world free.
Hey, did you hear about Leah's upcoming Christmas party?
No.
Yeah, I heard she invited a bunch of people, but it's at the same time as Leah's.
I wonder who's going to whose party.
I don't know. Wait, let me check. My Wi-Fi's not working.
Dad, the Wi-Fi's not working.
Someone get the door.
Somebody, please.
Addie and Kylie. Sorry, we don't have time to play.
It's okay. We didn't come over to play.
Our mom wanted us to give you a Christmas present early.
Ooh, a present?
So you can enjoy it all season.
Thank you.
Hope they enjoy it. It's the true meaning of Christmas. Ooh, a present. Come on, guys, let's open the present.
It's the true meaning. I think we forgot the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, we've been way too busy.
Long ago, a girl named Mary lived in the town of Nazareth. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. One day, God sent the angel Gabriel to talk to Mary. At first, she was scared, but Gabriel said, "Don't be frightened. You have been chosen by God to have a baby named Jesus. He will be God's son."
Soon it was nearly time for Mary to have her baby, but Mary and Joseph needed to make the long and difficult journey to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. Mary rode on a donkey and Joseph walked by beside her.
Bethlehem was crowded, dirty, and noisy. Mary and Joseph needed a place to stay. But at every inn, the story was the same. No room. Mary was very tired. At last, a kindly innkeeper showed them a stable where he kept his animals. They were welcome to stay there, he said.
Mary and Joseph were very happy to have found a place to rest at last. That night, in the stable, Mary gave birth to her son. She wrapped the baby Jesus in strips of cloth to keep him warm.
Mary gently laid her baby in a manger, which usually had the animals' food. Mary and Joseph watched over Jesus, and all the animals in the stable gathered around them.
That same night on the hillside overlooking Bethlehem, shepherds were watching over their sheep. Suddenly they saw a bright light in the sky and an angel sent by God appeared. Bathed in a golden glow, the shepherds shook with fear. "Do not be afraid," the angel said.
"I bring great news. The Son of God has been born. You will find the baby laying in a manger in Bethlehem." The sky was filled with angels singing. Once the angels had left, the shepherds set off to Bethlehem to find the baby.
I bring you great... For far away in the east, three wise men spotted a new star shining high in the sky. These men studied stars so they knew what this one was special. It meant a great new ruler had been born, and they decided to go look.
The three wise men prepared for their long journey to find the baby Jesus, who lay in the stable in Bethlehem. They wore gold crowns on their heads and dresses in fine gold. Gowns. They prepared gifts for gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then bright light of the new star in the sky guided the wise men on their journey.
It was a night of joy and celebration. A newborn baby, Jesus lay sleeping in the manger. Mary and Joseph watched over him. The animals gathered close by. The shepherds knelt down and worshipped the baby Jesus. The wise men arrived on camels bearing gifts while the bright new star twinkled in the sky.
Wow, I love that story.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
Desperation. All we know is doubt and fear. There is only one foundation we believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. Come in our weakness and temptations, we believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. Jesus Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. If the lost be found and the dead be raised in the here and now, let love invade, let the church lead love, and then we'll say we believe, we believe,
If the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. Now we know your love will never fail. We believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. We believe.
Acrostic poem about Christmas. C is for Christ was born to set the world free. H was for halos on the angels' heads. R is for righteousness. I is in God we trust. S is for sin taken away from us. T is for to this day He is cherished and always will be. M is for maker of the world. A, away in the manger. S for stars of the world.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. All night divine, all night, when Christ was born.
I've been asked to read a story while the scene changes, so just ignore all the movement up there. I love Christmas time, and I love the program, that last dance put tears in my eyes, so I hope I can read. The book that I chose is called A Special Place for Santa. Santa is another name for Saint Nicholas, which is also another name for Santa Claus. And in other parts of the world, it's Kris Kringle. And this book was written by Jean Piper. And it's for children of all ages. Once upon a time, not very long ago, two women shoppers were talking, obviously very concerned. Buying Christmas gifts for family and friends is one thing, and I'm glad to do it, but I'm afraid Santa Claus is taking over. He is causing many people to forget the real significance of Christmas. I agree. After all, it's Jesus' birthday, her friend responded. Now, Santa overhears a lot when he's out making his list of who's been naughty or nice. And much of what he hears goes in one ear and out the other. But this Christmas, he couldn't stop thinking about what the women had said. Even while helping the elves load the sleighs on Christmas Eve, those awful words rang in his ear. Could they possibly be right? As he went from house to house delivering toys, Santa couldn't stop worrying. Some people do forget Jesus on Christmas. Could it be his fault? Santa's last stop, as usual, was at a church that had a life-size nativity scene. Every year, Santa loved to be the first person to wish Jesus happy birthday. And he always brought a special present for the Christ child. But this year, Santa's footsteps were slow and heavy. He opened the door at the back of the church and crept into the very last pew. His feet refused to carry him forward to the crib where the figure of the infant Jesus lay. He hid his present under the pew. He had never felt so drained. A tear rolled down his cheek. Even though children had left him cookies and milk and many loving letters, he still couldn't remember when he had felt so sad and so alone. What's wrong? Giving presents was always such a joy before, Santa thought out loud. He sat back and closed his eyes when suddenly he heard a voice calling, Santa, Saint Nicholas. Santa quickly wiped his eyes. He didn't want anyone to see him crying. He looked around the church. The voice sounded familiar, but there was no one in sight. Cheer up. It's certainly not your fault that some people forget the significance of this day, the voice continued. Ever since you were born in a far-off Turkey, only 300 years after my son Jesus was born, you've done far more than most to spread the true Christmas spirit. Santa could hardly believe his ears. God was actually talking to him, and his voice was warm and loving. He didn't sound angry at all. Don't ever forget your long and distinguished career, God continued. It all began when, at a very young age, You were named Bishop of Myra because of your many acts of charity. Santa smiled, suddenly remembering his colorful past. Everyone called me Nicholas then, he recalled, and that's when I first discovered how great it feels to help those in need. And you certainly helped them often, God added. Remember that poor merchant who didn't have enough money to pay for weddings for his three daughters? You secretly threw a bag of gold into each girl's window, thinking that no one would see you, but someone did. And for that good deed, you were named patron saint of young marriageable maidens. The three gold balls that hang outside of pawn shops to this day represent those three bags of gold. Santa chuckled quickly. He had forgotten that. You've always loved children, God reminded him. Among many of the other good deeds, you were credited with rescuing some young boys from a horrible death and were named patron saint of children. That's the title I treasure most, Santa admitted. Well, don't tell that to many sailors who pray to you for help when they are threatened with stormy seas or shipwreck. You are their patron saint as well. And I'm the patron saint of Russia, too, Santa added proudly. A big smile lit on his face. He certainly had led a busy and exciting life. Churches in many cities were named after me. My feast day, St. Nicholas Day, is December the 6th, a very special day for celebration and gift-giving in many parts of the world. You were known by many names as well, God reminded Santa. From the German, you were called Kris Kringle, which literally means Christ's child. That's true. But my most popular name is Santa Claus, Santa interrupted. Some say it comes from the Dutch, Sinterklaas. But I like to think it comes from the way small children say Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas, Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus. Santa pulled thoughtfully on his beard and looked down at his bright red suit. Red had been his favorite color ever since he wore the red robes of a bishop, but he hadn't been so fat then. Actually, he has only had his round belly for a relatively short time. In 1823, when his friend Clement Moore wrote the famous poem, The Night Before Christmas. It depicted Santa as having a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. And soon, many people were drawing pictures of Santa. The famous political cartoonist Thomas Nast, who created the Republican elephant and the Democratic donkey, was one of the first to draw him with a long white beard and round belly. Later, the Coca-Cola Company featured a jolly Santa Claus in their Christmas advertisements. And since then, with the help of television, magazines, and newspapers, the figure of Santa Claus is now known everywhere. Jesus and I want to thank you for helping spread the news about Christmas to every corner of the world, God said softly. Every year you help millions of people, young and old, show how much they love one another. Because of you, people everywhere fill their hearts with joy and love on Jesus' special day. Thank you, God, Santa whispered. He felt better than he had felt for months. His was a very special job, after all. Santa jumped up. Next year, he would work even harder, filling hearts with love and joy, so they would be ready for the Christ child on Christmas morning. He could hardly wait. The morning sun streamed through the stained glass window of the church. It bathed the figure of the infant Jesus and Mary and Joseph in its bright, warm rays. Santa reached under the pew and pulled out the present he had brought for the Christ child. He knew he would have to hurry if he wanted to be the first person to wish Jesus happy birthday. He almost ran up the aisle, took off his hat, and knelt before the infant Jesus. He reverently placed his beautifully wrapped package next to the manger. It was the same present he had given Jesus every year, but now he knew for sure it was the one present Jesus wanted most of all. Inside the box were Santa's list of the kind and loving things people young and old had done for one another this year. Happy birthday, Santa whispered to Jesus. And please thank your Father for making a special place for me in his plan. I promise never to doubt his wisdom again. He smiled lovingly at the figure of the teeny infant. Now no one who comes to church on Christmas and sees Santa kneeling there thinks it strange at all. They can see that it is the perfect place for Santa Claus to be on Christmas. And some people, the legends say, even insist that the babe in the manger is smiling back at Santa. It shows a picture of Santa kneeling in front of the manger. Thank you.